Hey, hello everybody. This is Stu Smith with another of our podcasts we call Two Through and After, and we have a special guest today, Jason Higgins, who is a former Navy SEAL and doing some great things with being an entrepreneur and getting into a business that he created called Easy Day Hemp. And that is a story we will discuss at the end, but typically the way this works is we talk about the journey that young Jason decided to become a Navy SEAL, and that journey to get through the training, and then what he's doing after. That's the segment. Pretty simple. But Jason, welcome.
Awesome. Awesome. Good to be on, man. Thank you for having me.
And you're in Southern California right now?
Yeah, San Diego.
Ah, yeah. You know, most people, if they're smart, they settle out there.
Yeah. West Coast is nice, man. It's expensive. Texas fucking suck, but
yeah. Yeah. I like Texas too.
Yeah, Texas
Texas is awesome. I'm over here in Maryland. It's about the East Coast version of California. So
yeah, we're actually thinking about going out to Texas.
But the weather sucks here, so yeah. At least you got good weather out there.
Winters are harsh.
Yes. All right. So let's figure this out. So you were average kid growing up.
Yep.
And where'd you grow up, and what'd you do in high school? When was that idea that you had about becoming a Navy SEAL? Where did all those come into play?
I think I knew I wanted to be a Navy SEAL when I was like 10 years old. And I grew up in a small town in Maine. So it was like a small fishing village called Booth Bay Harbor.
Cool.
It's really cold in the winter too. So that actually was to my benefit later on because
yeah,
cold water sucks for everybody, but I think Maine was pretty cold water.
That's special cold.
Yeah, it's a whole other kind of cold in San Diego. But yeah, I kind of knew when I was 10 years old that I wanted to be a SEAL, and that's when I really started, you know, focusing my energies toward that and like training. And that's actually when I picked up your book.
Oh, that one behind me back there?
Yeah, that one right there, dude. So I mean, I think I ripped through that thing like 9 or 10 times, like over the years.
And it
was
nice. Like,
yeah, it was ideal because that's the kind of shape you actually want to be in. So a lot of guys get sucked into the weightlifting and all that stuff, which is great. But you know, for buds, you want to have that endurance.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I grew up.
It's a long day.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Got to have some endurance for sure.
I grew up, I was a swimmer. I swam all over New England and nice. I played football for a little while, but I ended up busting my knee up pretty good. So I enjoyed football, but I kind of regret doing a little bit just because, you know, when I went to buzz, my knee was all messed up. That's kind of been like an issue throughout my adult life was that injury. But, you know, that's just life, man. You know,
sometimes right.
Keep on going. So I really enjoyed growing up in a small town, but like most young kids that want to go and be team guys, I was ready to get out. You know what I mean? So I'm ready to leave and just go do my own things. Like I don't want to be in the small town anymore. And I think it's something you don't really realize until you're older and you come back to your town. You're like, man, this is pretty nice.
Mellow. Yeah. Yeah. I grew up very similar small town in North Florida.
Yeah.
And yeah, that I know exactly what you're saying. You know, you want to get out, but you love going back too.
Exactly. So it's good to have that base right there. And like in my like small town, people are just awesome.
Yeah. Well, tell me this: what kind of jobs did you do as a kid?
I was actually a fry cook.
Okay.
A fry cook for 2 years, and then I was a lifeguard for 1 year. And I figured a lifeguard was a little bit better than fry cook if I was going to be going.
Sure.
So after my year of lifeguarding, I went and joined the Navy. I was like 17 when I left.
Wow.
Yeah. Showed up to boot camp. And boot camp, as you know, is like something else, like a little bit of a wake-up call.
Sure.
I tell this to people all the time, and they're just like, what? So I was like, when I showed up to boot camp, I found that mentally harder for me than buds.
You know what? A lot of guys say that. A lot of guys say the first time I ever – or the last time and the first time I ever thought about quitting the Navy was at Navy boot camp.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, completely unexpected. For me, I need that, like, physical outlet.
Yeah.
In Navy boot camp, it's basic, and, you know, you get in trouble for, like, doing push-ups by your bunk and stuff. So it's, like, completely different. But, yeah, boot camp was something else. I went – I actually was an electrician after that because that's when, you know, before SO was actually a race. You had to have, like, a training. So I went – I did, like, 3 months of electrician school. So it was actually really good because I had 3 months to actually
– a lot of workout time, yeah.
That's when I actually hit your book again, man. right before Buds, and then I went to Buds, and that is a whole other kind of wake-up call. A whole other kind of wake-up call. And I don't think a lot of people, like, really know until they get there, like, wow, this kind of is something else, man.
Yeah, so when did you show up there? What year was that? What class?
I think it was August 2002. I was 246.
Okay.
I made it all the way through with 246, and then I got dinged up in SKT and ended up being 247 for SKT.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. Buds was, I think most guys that go through Buds, they look back at it and like, man, that was awesome. You know, like one of the best times of my life. But it's also like, yeah, like from, you know, day one until like after pool comp, it's not really like that enjoyable. There's definitely points there where it's like, yeah, you're waking you up for sure. And I think Hell Week is kind of the catalyst that everybody talks about. It's, that's where I really realized that, man, yeah, I can do this. And this is, yeah, like, as you know, that's like kind of the week right there that does.
Yeah, I remember finishing Hell Week and thinking, damn, I think my body is 10 times stronger than I ever thought it was.
Yeah.
Right, it's almost like your brain almost has to shut off.
Yeah, and it's good to know that.
Quit telling you to stop. Yeah.
Yeah, for real. So I think a lot of people don't realize how strong the body is and exactly how far it can go, because what we think we're capable of is just like the tip of the iceberg. Like the body will literally go until it dies, and it's like it's the individual that's stopping, you know, themselves from accomplishing whatever they want to accomplish because they quit in their head. Their body's not quitting. Like right. Your body can break and keep on going.
Yeah. Yeah, but you could. I mean, you've seen, you know, crazy stories of people, you know, making it through Buds with broken legs and broken feet, dislocated shoulders. I mean, it happens. You know, you've even heard crazier stories when it's a real life or death situation of people crawling for miles on broken legs and,
yep. It's about one little bit at a time, man. It really does feed into the rest of your life.
Yeah.
What you in the military, after the military, like relationships, all that stuff. I think we forget it sometimes. I definitely do.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we all fall down. But yeah, excuse me, I got a little cold there. But
yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
So sorry, so you made it through, got through Buds fine. Fine meaning
passed.
We all made it. How many started? How many finished? How about that, roughly?
I think we were 200 plus when we started, and we finished with 20 something.
Damn. Yeah, that's
a good one.
That's a deep attrition.
Yeah,
that's something. Yeah, I tell people all the time, it's easy to get two buds.
Yep.
You know, the hard part is getting through it. So, yeah. When do you think that moment was that you realized, all right, I think I got this?
I think there was a moment for me, like, in the middle of Hell Week that I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this, because it just really sucked. And I think everybody gets to that point where they're like, man, this is, like, way worse than I thought it was going to be. I mean, like, this fucking hurts. This is, like, yeah, it's something. So I think, like, once I got to that point and I got over the lip of it and I'm like, you know what, there's, like, nothing that I can't do. Like, I'm not going anywhere. And as soon as I got there, it kind of got enjoyable. You know what I mean? And then I was like, started having fun with it, and I got like, yeah, kind of happy. So I was smiling the rest of Hell Week, really, because I knew that I was going to make it.
Yeah, I remember there's one of those moments where it's just like, what are they going to do? Make me get wet?
Yeah.
Push-ups? I mean, what are they going to do to me? You know, they can't do it anymore to me. You know, I've kind of seen the worst of it. Now, I remember there was one moment, too, for me, is my boat crew just crushed the around-the-world paddle, and we came in first. And I remember we got up, they let us kind of dig a hole, put the boat on top of us, and everybody was spooning with each other, and we fell asleep for a couple hours. And I remember never being more comfortable in my life than wet and sandy under a boat, sitting on the beach, you know, cuddled up with a bunch of dudes and just toasty warm. And I was like, I think I've kind of went back to this caveman mode that we're gonna crush this thing, you know.
What you're saying goes back to community, dude. And I think that's why, you know, the teams are so strong, because you're bonded together in Hell Week, but it really builds a community. And community is really, like, for active duty personnel, for anybody, for any human, is very important to have, like,
oh, absolutely.
And then surround yourself with a strong community, because if you surround yourself with crap, it's going to be crap every day.
Yeah. Very good point. Yeah. Very good point. So, okay. So you finished SQT. Where'd you go after that?
So SQT, we went to Airborne School, I believe was next. And then that was pretty uneventful, you know. And then we
You went to Fort Benning?
Yeah, Fort Benning.
Yeah, same here. I had to do that old school.
That was something else. And I think I think the Army guys get a kick out of messing with us when we come over there, because we're all like, the ego is pretty large.
Yeah, we're pretty unbearable.
You're untouchable. It's like nothing they can do. It's like, all right, cool. Lean and rest for 2 minutes. Whatever, man. I can do this for like half an hour.
Right.
So, yeah, Benning was pretty uneventful. And then we went to Free Fall School. Free Fall School was 3 days. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Skydiving is always fun, but
it was pretty amazing. It took 3 weeks to teach us how to jump out of a plane of, you know, static line.
Yep.
And it took 3 days to teach in free fall. So
I think they could do that a lot quicker.
Yeah. Well, they do now. There's a lot more streamlined now, so I hear. So pretty cool. So, so after all the SQT stuff, you probably got your Trident back at your team, right? Is that how they did it back then still?
It was actually the first one that got it at SQT.
So oh, okay. Got it.
Right there.
Right. And then where'd you go after you got your Trident?
So I left to Team 4.
Oh, okay.
Three platoons at Team 4. So a new guy, and I'm sure every team guy has similar experiences. New guy is very – it's a fun experience.
Yeah, you're a freshman again.
Yeah. I remember the first day I showed up, and I was, like, walking down the hallway. I was like, I don't even remember who it was. I think it might have actually been Drago. You know Drago?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
I was walking down the hallway. I was like, what's up, dude? He's like, you, new guy? And I'm like, all right, cool. It's going to be awesome.
Drago and I went through STT together. So that was way back when.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah. All right. So then you're at Team 4 for a while. How long did you stay in?
So I was in until 2010 in the teams. And then I ended up going afterwards and doing contracting. Mm-hmm. And I did that for another 5 years. But I did three platoons at 4. The first one was kind of like half and half. We went down to South America and just basically did some training with the guys down there. And then we did 3 months over doing like protection details. And then the second platoon was the one that really is kind of like everything that you want as a team guy. You know, it was my first experience of real combat, because we had been in Baghdad before, but we never really had anything going on. And my second platoon is when it got real, like legit. So we doing, you know, missions every day, and it was good. It was exactly what I wanted from the teams, and I'm glad I had the experience.
Nice. So you after you finished your team life, you know, did some contracting, you said, and then you kind of took an unconventional route of entrepreneurship and went into the hemp CBD oil business. So you got to tell me how, one, you got that idea to do that, but two, the process of going through that, and also maybe a little education on the whole, what it is. You know, I've used it, I've written about it, done some studying about it. I absolutely love it. I also love your Easy Day hemp stuff. Not only your CBD stuff, but your shirts are really cool too.
Awesome.
Yeah. Can't argue with the bone frog on the back of your shirt.
Yeah, that's a good one.
How did that happen?
So after contracting, there was a point, you know, in my contracting career, like after the three platoons and then with the 5 years of contracting, I thought I was going to be home more. You know, it pays better, but I was gone 6 to 9 months a year. And I think it kind of burned me out, and I didn't even see it coming. So I had like a huge problem at that time with alcohol. And I think, you know, a lot of people, like veterans, are like have that same issue, or kind of like, you know, it's not really a party anymore. So I was just drinking a lot. I would come home, I'd party, I'd spend a lot of the money. I wasn't really doing anything besides, you know, deploying, coming back. And I was kind of surrounding myself with people that weren't the best for me. You know what I mean? So it kind of got to a point where, like, I needed to stop doing contracting and kind of take a look at my life and reevaluate everything. So I knew that, you know, I consciously made a decision to stop, you know? And I was like, you know, it's time for me to move on. This has been great. And I need to find something else, because there's a couple moments there where, you know, I was thinking some shit that I probably shouldn't have been thinking.
You know, okay.
I got out and I started to seek help. I started doing the therapy and everything that I could do to like better myself. I went home for a little bit, hang out with the folks. You know, it was really healing to be in a small town after that. It's like, I didn't need to be there. Like I had more than enough money to support myself, all this stuff. But I think reconnecting with family and friends and being able to talk things through with them. Really.
Absolutely.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to go to California. I got introduced to a bunch of people that are natural medicines, you know, CBD being one of them, because there are many options.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That aren't well known. And I think that, you know, big pharma over the years, you know, since like 19, whatever, when they decided that marijuana was bad, that THC was bad, that, you know, hemp was bad, that I think a lot of people are just convinced, you know, of the stigma of all that, like they bought into, you know, that these things are drugs and they're bad.
Right.
Like they offer way more benefits than a lot of prescription medications do, with a lot less side effects. And it's my personal opinion, because I was on prescription medications for a while, you know, that, you know, for some people it is a valid option, that's where they're at. But for me personally, and I know that a lot of other guys feel this way as well, is that I kind of feel like you lose something, like a part of yourself, when you start on the medication route. Like it dulls something. And I noticed that the decisions that I was making while on those medications were not the best, you know, and my life was kind of a mess because of it. So for me personally, I decided to get off medications completely. And, you know, I originally started, you know, smoking a little bit of weed, whatever. And then I got to the Brain Treatment Center in San Diego, which is a great facility. That's, you know, the magnetic resonance therapy. So that helped me get off as well. And then, you know, daily dosing of CBD. So CBD, and like, I'm sure a lot of people are still learning exactly what it is and educating themselves. CBD is just one of the cannabinoids in the industrial hemp plant. And I think a lot of people are confused on the difference between marijuana and hemp. And I mean, there's a few strains of marijuana, cannabis sativa being one of them. And industrial hemp is a form of how do I explain it? It is a cannabis sativa, but it's a low dose. So it's, the THC is basically 0.3%, which is defined as industrial hemp. So it's kind of same genus, different plant. You know what I mean? So this thing is growing for thousands of years, you know, like since man began, you know, hemp has been around throughout history. George Washington grew it. You know what I mean? The first U.S. president drew it. Like, and I'm pretty sure that he was using it therapeutically as well. Like, nobody can prove it. But, you know, I posted a few weeks ago something about, like, a diary entry that he wrote to one of his gardeners there that would plant it for him every year. And he's like, you know, set aside this stuff. It's a little bit different, blah, blah, blah. It's for my own personal use. And I'm sure there's diaries missing, you know, more describing it, because the big pharma wants people to wants people to stay, you know, with the status quo. They don't want to have them like go the industrial hemp route, the natural wellness route, because then they won't be making any money.
There's no profit in healing people.
Exactly. And that is the main point. And that is the main point in Easy Day, is like, there's so many people trying to make a profit off not doing anything for anyone. You know what I mean? And there's so many natural options, hemp and CBD being one of them, to assist people with anxiety, depression, you know, inflammation, pain, all these things. We can't say it cures anything.
Sure.
Studies on right now that, you know, we're going to publish once we have them. There's been a bunch of animal studies that show great, great promise. And I think, you know, I urge everybody to at least try it for themselves from a brand that they're going to trust. And that's why we brand ourselves America's Trusted Brand, because right now in this industry, there are so many people jumping into it. And unfortunately, standards are not being maintained. There's a lot of people just trying to make a buck and turn a quick profit. Some are like producing it in their garage, or, you know, the gas station CBD.
Yeah.
Talked about earlier. And it's just, there's not a lot of consistency right now. And I think a lot of people are like, well, you know, I tried CBD and it didn't really work for me. It's probably because you didn't try a legit product. You know what I mean? And there's even people selling like hemp oil on Amazon, which is basically hemp seed oil. And people are being convinced that it's actually the extract. So hemp seed oil is used as a carrier, and it's basically just vitamin E.
Right. That's all it is. Yep.
Like vitamin E. So I would urge everybody that, you know, suffers from any of these things to at least give CBD a try, because, you know, it is, for me, it's been amazing. And I get reviews every day. I talk to guys about how it's helped them, how it could help them. And, you know, the biggest, like the number one question that I get is regarding drug testing.
Yes. So everybody's
concerned with drug testing and will I feel a drug screen, all this stuff. And legally, you know, no hemp company, no CBD company is going to be able to say, hey man, you're not going to fail a drug test or whatever. Just, there's too many outlying factors. We don't know if people are smoking weed. We don't know what medications you're taking that may give you like a false positive. So all these things. And, you know, we just provide all the information for every customer to make their own educated decision. We provide all the tests for everybody to actually see them on every product so they can see in those products it's THC-ND, which is non-detectable. So, I mean, as many people know, there's the cannabinoid, which is tested for in all these drug tests, is THC.
Right.
So,
not CBD.
Not CBD. So it's right. Kind of,
yeah. And because that is non-psychoactive too. Like you don't get high when you have CBD in your body.
Exactly. And I think That's the misconception with, you know, broad spectrum, full spectrum, isolate as well. Like a lot of people are like, oh man, do I want to take the full spectrum? But it's got a little bit of THC in there, but
still
it's
not
like,
going to get high.
Yeah, exactly. It's so minute. It's 0.3%. If I could like quantify that so people could actually see what that looks like, it's so small.
Yes. You know?
So small, and it, but that small amount does make a big difference. So like a full spectrum and all the other cannabinoids working in concert are great. And we have plans to kind of incorporate, you know, more into our broad spectrum. And I think that's kind of what sets us apart is, you know, the experimentation with other cannabinoids that will work as well. Cause there's like CBG, CBN, all these things, there's terpenes. There's so much progress right now in the industry that is going to change people, I think, for the better. You know, even with the terpenes, it's like people cooking with the terpenes now. It's like a whole other thing of taste, you know, available to people.
Right. So. Yeah, I've been using it for quite some time now. Love your product too. And I've noticed you have something in it that I haven't seen in others. What was it called? The Clava? Is that right?
We were making a kava product there at the beginning, but we ended up discontinuing that.
Because
it's like, eventually we want to go international, and there's some countries where it's just kava is not permitted.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
So kava is basically a root. It's one thing that I've used before. So I actually traveled a lot when I got out of the contracting gig too. And I went to like Bali, Indonesia, Thailand. There's a bunch of like natural herbs that you can take that really assist with anxiety as well. So kava is one of those things that I found to be very useful for myself as well. And it's basically, it's a root, you know, from the South Pacific.
Sure.
It's been tribal people for
thousands of years.
And it really helps with sleep. And it's funny. Like if we look at like tribal culture and like, if you go back to that, that's kind of where humanity, in my opinion, like needs to start heading back to, because you know, you have a tribe, like you're really not going to be as depressed, as anxious. And a lot of the medicines that they used, like throughout tribal culture, have been amazing. You know, and I think we need to look more into those medicines, because those are medicines that actually work. You know what I mean? So any natural medicine, I think the earth gives us kind of what we need. And there's just so many things, so many great people out there now in the natural health and wellness space that I think people just need to take advantage of. Like one of the guys that I like is Wim Hof. Every morning I jump in the pool right now or the ocean. And I think, you know, that shock to the body is great. It's so good for me. Like it crushes anxiety. So I'll wake up, I'll dose my CBD. I'll do the cold exposure. I'll do, you know, the breathing. And I think like if people took the time, which it doesn't take that much, like 10, 20 minutes.
Right.
To discipline yourself to do these things, that your day will get better. Your life will get better. And all the other decisions you start making after that point, like the rest of your day is just going to flow. You know what I mean? But if you're like, I'm not going to get out of bed. I'm going to be lazy. And like, I'm anxious. No shit. You know
I like that. That's a really good point. I think we all need to have a morning ritual of some sort, whether that is what you just stated or you get up and you train, you do a certain type of warm up that, you know, you don't rush into the workout, you know, you kind of flow into it. And then you're right. The rest of the day, you just stay productive.
Yeah. That's something I'm definitely learning in my older age now too, like mid 30s, is like, I used to never warm up. And if I don't warm up now, I'm going to 100% injure myself.
Oh yeah. Wait till you're 50. Cause I tell you, it's, you definitely have to not rush getting into it. But I will say this, you know, I started, you know, studying CBD, writing about it, even taking your analysis tests, you know, along with my journey, never popped positive in the four times that I've taken it over the course of, you know, about a year and a half. And, you know, I took it for like 3 or 4 months, and then I got off of it just to see if it was, you know, if it was just a psychological benefit that I was having. But sure enough, noticed the same old things that I were having before. And these are little things. I'm talking, you know, lower back tightness and stiffness first thing in the morning, you know, can't bend over, touch your toes until you actually warm up. You know, just general aches and pains from a lifetime of athletics and training and, you know, history of spec ops somewhere thrown in there in the middle. And, you know, you're 50 years old and you feel some of those bumps and bruises of old. But I tell you, I leave the gym after having worked out, and I don't feel pain. And to be over 50 and not feel pain is awesome. Is such a blessing. It really is.
And it, I mean, yeah, CBD is great for all that. It adds up too. I think people, you know, start taking it and they'll take 25 milligrams and they're like, I don't feel it. You know, I mean, they're used to, like, you know, prescription medications where it's like, I'm going to feel this in 20 minutes or an hour. You know what I mean? Like, I think, like, if people invest their time, so it takes, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, like, CBD will build up in your system. So it actually, like, the best effects come weeks later. There is some instantaneous effect, but the best effects is like 2 to 3 weeks of buildup. You know what I mean? That's what I tell people. It's like, well, I didn't notice it. It was like, you know, you've got to give it time to build. Also, you know, you've got to be willing to experiment with dosing, because there's no, the research right now on dosing is very, I mean, it's a little bit like people just say what they want to say. It's all over the place. So I encourage people to take the recommended dose, but kind of like go up or down as needed. So if you're like overtired when you take it, you know, kind of step it down. Like, maybe you might be sensitive to this. Good. Or if you need to, you can take like a very high dose. So my wife will actually take, you know, at times like 500 to 600 milligrams a day.
Okay. So
quite a bit. Like, I will take, personally, you know, my favorite product that we make now is the MOA soft gel, mother of all hemp.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
They're amazing. So it's 150 milligrams of full spectrum per gel. And I'll take one of those in the morning and then maybe one at night if I need it. So it's great for sleep. People with sleep issues, I would highly recommend it.
Like, you know, that's where I notice it the most. Absolutely. I've never had a hard time falling asleep to begin with, because I wake up early and I fall asleep early. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things that I put my head on the pillow after a hard day and I'm out. Right. Yeah. But I sleep so much better. Right. And I don't have issues with even falling to sleep. Sometimes it takes me, you know, 30 minutes or more to fall asleep. You know, I'm just laying there trying to fall asleep and I'm not falling asleep. Boom. Don't have that problem.
Yep.
Definitely with CBD. That's where I notice. And if you think about what recovery is, your number one recovery tool is sleep. And if you can enhance your sleep in any way, you're going to feel better.
Yep. So it's the quality of sleep. Yeah.
100%. So if you get, by the way, I don't feel like this masks pain at all. My pain comes from just regular inflammation, you know, in the joints that gets taken care of by adding CBD to my diet.
Especially at night. So it will definitely help with inflammation. And like I said again, so we're very limited right now with what we can come out and claim as the benefits. But as soon as we like finish writing these articles up, we actually brought a doctor on staff now.
Nice.
To be, you know, backing it up with the science behind the inflammation and all that. And that's like very, like, the value is there, because if you can control inflammation when you sleep, like a lot of people, you wake up and be like, ah, you know, because it's the inflammation overnight. So if you can control it while you're sleeping, and both enhance your sleep, you're going to have a better day overall.
Yep. Love it. So this is kind of what you're doing now. What do you have any plans for, you know, how this goes in the future? What are we looking at, Jason?
So we want to make, yeah, right. So right now, Easy Day is the plan. So this is what I do.
Right. And
we're going to build this thing as big as we can get it. You know, hopefully there's national distribution here soon. We're working on some major things with some good people.
Nice.
So that's the plan, is to make it as big as we can and then kind of use Easy Day as like a funnel to natural wellness for other people, you know, like really get behind the veteran space and like Americans or whoever, you know, whoever's suffering in these ways, like kind of educating them on things that I do, things that I've found in like, you know, the other guys that we're bringing on board, like natural wellness things that they can use to really enhance their life and, you know, attack the problems that they have in a healthy way, because there are those medicines out there that really help, you know, with PTSD, TBI, all these things, CBD being one of them, you know, and even like back injuries, all this stuff. Like I blew out my back, like I would say 8 months ago, and I was like literally bedridden for 2 months. And it was like, oh, the VA is like doing their thing. It literally, I think it took them 60 to 90 days to figure out what it was. Their standard response was, oh, here's all these pills. It's like 600 pills, like literally 600 pills they like sent to my house. And I'm like, no, garbage immediately. And I found another guy here. It's like a stretching routine. So within 2 weeks of stretching, like solid stretching, like the 2 minute holds, I was up, you know, starting to work out again.
Nice.
I think we always, and I think as Americans or like in our culture right now, we all want that quick fix.
Sure.
The quick fix often comes at a price, and you may pay that immediately, or you may pay that, you know, in old age, but eventually the price gets paid.
I will say this. I have never seen a quick fix come with a pill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
A pill does not, I mean, yeah. You know, people take pills to lose weight, you know,
yeah.
Get fit.
Right. You know,
I mean, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You know, mask pain.
Yeah. People prey on those insecurities for sure.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things, yeah. But there are products out there, you know, like CBD, Easy Day, and, you know, that do work, but you've just got to commit to them.
Right. You know what? I really like the way you are destigmatizing hemp as well. Because on your Easy Day hemp Instagram page, you have some really cool posts on there. You know, some from World War II when the government was saying, farmers, grow more hemp. We need more hemp. You know, because you can use it to make, you know, clothing. You use it for just so much, you know, very, you know, hard material, you know, whatever you want to make with it. You can, industrial hemp is quite useful.
Yeah, I think industrial hemp is actually probably the most versatile plant on the face of the earth. Like people are building houses out of it. Like every day I'm learning like new uses for this plant, and it's a reason like there's so many farmers wanting to grow it now, because I think it could do great things for these countries. And if we are going green, there's so many uses for this.
Sure.
Same, like the amount of uses. And yeah, I don't know if I posted that video yet, but there's actually a video that the U.S. government made, you know, about hemp in the 1940s during World War II to get farmers to grow. I think I posted, you know, a little bit about that, but there's just, the history is there. So people act like, oh, it's just coming out of nowhere, but it's been here forever. And, you know, a lot of our customers are conservatives that, you know, just they're starting to step into the space and educate themselves. And I enjoy it, like, when people, you know, send me, like, a harsh comment or just, like, they just don't know. And I, like, it's my, like, I actually enjoy it when I get those because I can convince them over a couple days and then they end up buying. So it's, like, they need the education and they need, like, the knowledge behind it because people want the knowledge.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think it's, like I said, I think it is going to grow. It is, you know, just look what it's done in 2 to 3 years.
Oh, yeah. So this thing is about to blow up, and it blows up every year, end over end. And I think, like, hemp isn't going away. I think originally, you know, the government tried to control it, and then they're like trying to shut everybody down. Like, there's no payment processors.
Yep.
All these things they're trying to do to control it, but the cat's too far out of the bag now, and I think they're coming to terms with it, and they're trying to regulate it properly where, you know, this is actually going to be like a viable plant for the U.S.
Yeah. I love it.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And like I said, it doesn't make you high.
Exactly. So it's non-psychoactive. It's not marijuana. You know what I mean?
Right. It's not marijuana.
No, I advocate for that as well if they want to try it, but this is not that. This is completely. Right.
Yep. Nice. Nice. So, hey, Jason, anything else you want to add to the show? Like I said, this was your story, to, through, and after with Jason Higgins.
Well, thanks for having me on, brother. I really appreciate it. And go ahead and check out Easy Day Hemp, man. If you are going to Bud's, I highly recommend Stu's book because that 100% got me physically ready.
Well, cool. Well, thank you for that plug as always. I appreciate that. And I will plug your stuff as well. I love your product. I think if you're going to pull anything from a group such as Navy SEALs and Spec Ops level type of military programming, and you can pull it into a civilian population with a term like Easy Day.
Yep.
I mean, perfect transition.
100%.
Yeah, I got the saying back there. You know, only Easy Day was yesterday, and you know, you have an Easy Day hemp brand that I think is genius.
Awesome. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Use that that standard every day, man. Bring the same.
Love it. Well, thank you very much, Jason. And if you are interested in learning more about what Jason does, you can check the description, you know, in, you know, below in this video and audio file. It's Easy Day Hemp, and you can find him up on Instagram, Easy Day Hemp, and easydayhemp.com, and you know, check out his products. Awesome. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.